about.
So, grab some popcorn. So, grab a soda pop, or preferably a Gatorade, and stay tuned to this program. You will be entertained.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Hey, Kelly, can Jewish people pull hamstrings?
Yes, Alan, of course they can. You know, this is irrelevant. I don't care that you're a Christian.
I'm not a Christian. I'm a Solarian. It's a religious sect out of Fresno. We believe that there was a typo in the Bible and that Jesus' name is actually Jesu 5.
Really?
Yeah.
What else do you believe in?
We also believe that it was written that the Messiah will come when the lions gather around the big bald mountain. We believe in that, and thou shalt not commit sarcasm.
It's a real good commandment.
Thanks, Marty.
And now.
Anyway, I got something brand new. Yeah. Knock your socks off. I don't know. It might.
Our feature presentation.
I don't know how long it's been since I've heard knock your socks off.
It's been a while.
A long time. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin Abicho. It's Tuesday, the 23rd of September.
Hello, test. Test, am I on? Is this thing on? Hello.
We can hear you.
Can you guys hear me at all?
Yes.
Yep.
This is weird.
So what's
That's
going
good.
On?
I think this is good.
Well, my control board is having some difficulties this morning, and I can only hear one thing at a time. Like, I can only hear what you guys are doing, what I'm doing. So to hear them both at the same time is not apparently going to happen here. So I don't know what to do.
All right. Well, let's let you lead. You tell the story. And then I'll lead, and then I'll go with the thing, with the show.
Hey, do you think that's going to work all day?
Well, I don't know.
You know, it's so funny. This is a little bit of an aside. You'd think that you give a guy a kidney and you could get some goddamn electronic service.
No.
You'd think that once in a while I could get an engineer that could, I don't know, just kind of work on things a little bit, fix things up. This thing's been falling apart for like 2 years. It's just getting worse and worse. Like the speakers don't work. None of the lights work. You know, the controls don't work. I can't get anyone to look at it.
Here's what I like about Bean, though. I just walked into the studio, and he was testing it, and he said to Beer Mug, my headphones aren't working.
Yes.
That's sort of important. So then Beer Mug says, rightly so, well, I could play another song, you know, we could figure it out. Bean went, nah, let's just wing it. Now, that may be the problem right there.
Yeah, you could be right. It could be on me, actually. So I make terrible choices. But I do have a fantastic story to start with today, and I'm sure there's a good chance that you guys saw this yesterday. We don't cover a lot of high school football here on the Kevin and Bean Show, but this is the Time Warner Cable channel in Austin, Texas, where they have a high school football wrap-up show. You know how big, hey, Lisa, we saw Friday Night Lights. You know how big that high school football is in Texas.
Oh, it's enormous, sure. Yeah.
So they got a show called High School Blitz, and they're doing an interview with a player who just had a great game, a player for the Eastview High Patriots. His name is Apollos Hester.
Love it.
And he just had a hell of a game, scored a touchdown, won the game, and had an even better interview that some are saying is the most inspirational sports interview they've ever heard.
Hey, Joaquin, I'm out here with Apollos Hester, wide receiver for the Patriots. You guys had one heck of a game tonight. How'd it go? I mean, it was going a little back and forth. You guys knew it was going to be a tough dogfight out there, and it was. So what were you guys able to do to come back and win this thing?
All right, well, at first we started slow. We started real slow. And, you know, that's all right. That's okay, because sometimes in life you're going to start slow. That's okay. We told ourselves, hey, we're going to start slow. We're going to keep going fast. We're going to start slow, but we're always, always going to finish fast. No matter what the score was, we're going to finish hard. We're going to finish fast. Yeah, they had us the first half. I'm not going to lie. They had us. We weren't defeated, but they had us. But it took guts. It took an attitude. That's all it takes. That's all it takes to be successful is an attitude. And that's what our coach told us. He said, hey, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. You're going to go out there. You're going to battle. You're going to fight. You're going to do it for one. You're going to do it for one another. Do it for each other. You're going to do it for yourself. You're going to do it for us. And you're going to go out with this win. And we believe that. We truly did. And it's an awesome feeling. It's an awesome feeling when you truly believe that you're going to be successful.
By the way, just as an aside here, all she asked is, what did you guys do to win?
Yeah, I love it. She's backed out now, and he's just going on a rant.
He's
going
to be a preacher, this guy.
He's not done yet.
Regardless of the situation, regardless of the scoreboard, you're going to be successful because you put in all the time, all the effort, all the hard work, and you know that it's going to pay off. And if it doesn't pay off, you continue to give God the glory. If you still lose the game, you continue to get each other's back. And that's what we realized. Win or lose, we realized that we were going to be all right. It was going to be okay. We're going to keep smiling. It was awesome.
By the way, Muggs, he's like 17 years old, and this is his attitude. Look at you.
I know. I feel terrible.
You should. Look at you. All right. I believe she has a follow-up question.
Awesome.
Paul's always got a smile on his face. Talk about attitude. This guy's got attitude. Awesome. If you guys can't tell. We met earlier this week, and this was the enthusiasm I saw.
It's the mindset. Yes, ma'am. Hey, you can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams. Keep smiling no matter what you're going through. If you fall down, just get up. If you can't get up, your friends are there to help you up. Your mama's there. Your daddy's there. God's there. Hey, I'm there to help you up. You're there. It's going to be all right. Just keep smiling, ma'am.
Man, along with all the football highlights you guys have gotten tonight, some motivational speaking courtesy of Apollo Sester. Man, great game tonight, buddy.
Yes,
so
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank
happy
you.
For you guys. This guy with one touchdown and a whole lot of sass coming out here. For the ESPN Patriots. All right, guys. We'll send it back to you.
I think we need to start calling Apollos every morning right at the beginning of the show.
Like
just
it.
So he can pump us up and get us going for
USA!
A new day. Right?
USA!
I like it.
USA! USA!
Wow. 17.
Yep.
Hello.
That's his attitude. That's why he's a success and we're doing this job.
Right.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
What are you talking about?
Today's Kevin and Bean Show. Okay. That's what we're talking about. Chloe Bennett will be here.
Oh, yeah.
If you watch that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes back tonight. She plays Skye. And we're going to talk to her today as she comes in the studio. Got to tell you, we've been working our way through that cast trying to get to Chloe for a long time. We've talked to a lot of people we don't want to talk to.
We have. Those have been basically just courtesy interviews just
right.
to try to set us up for this one.
All right. Look, we don't want to talk to this person, but maybe it'll get us closer to Chloe. So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We also have stupid neighbor wars. You got in a fight with your neighbor, and the smaller, more insignificant thing, the better. Especially if it's, just ridiculous that you look back on it and you go, how could we possibly have gotten worked up over fill in the blank?
Yeah.
I will tell you, and I'm sure that we'll get some examples like this. There are so many disputes that people have over property lines.
Yep.
Which sometimes can be 4 inches, 6 inches of a part of the yard that you never, ever would use. But if somebody's hedge bleeds over into your property, all of a sudden, now you've got a war. I just don't understand that. But it happens all the time.
Dude, I had that with a neighbor of mine and a fence in between. The fence in between was, I don't know, like a quarter of an inch on his side or a quarter of an inch on my side. I don't even remember the details, but I remember that it was so insignificant. How could it matter?
Right, exactly.
It mattered.
It's just absurd.
Like, there was no difference in your yard whether
Correct.
That fence was an inch in either direction.
Correct. But I wanted to change something, and he would not let me. And then we got in a fight, and I went over to his house. It was good times.
But you seem like such a reasonable guy,
Thank
too.
You.
Like, how could something
Thank
like that happen with you, Kevin?
Thank you, Bean. Finally, somebody that understands me. Captain Citrus is a thing. We'll tell you about that. We also have Tadolf Swindler going,
how she's dare
now,
you?
Oh, well, I'm going to invite a bunch of my friends to my house, and we're all going to take pictures. Yeah, because I'm Tadolf Swindler. I'm the best. So we're going to talk about that. And we also have the three boob girl we need to talk about
oh,
today.
Oh, yes, we do.
Her picture was everywhere yesterday. She had plastic surgery. She's got three boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a thing. That's a deal.
Is three better than two?
Well, we'll ask her. I'm not positive.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think so, personally.
Not positive. Plus, we have tickets to the Long Beach Comic Con as well. Ralph's got those, so we'll play a game and you get a chance to win those coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
Ralph Garman
is here.
Go.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Time for the Showbiz Beat.
Congratulations to Bruce Jenner. He made it over the wall. Looks like it's over. Bruce Jenner and Kris Jenner have officially called it quits after 23 years of wedded bliss.
He got out?
Yep.
And you call that bliss?
Well, I was being ironic.
Ah.
Apparently, it was Kris who filed for divorce yesterday at the L.A. County Courthouse. The reason is irreconcilable differences. Sources say all the ugly details have been worked out, so we may never really know what happened because, by all accounts, they are being very quiet about it. Which they are passing off as being totally amicable, but other people believe there's money involved and people have been paid off and silence has been purchased.
Do you think it's possible for anyone in that family to split amicably?
For the sake of the business?
Kris Jenner?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. They had no prenup. And neither party will receive spousal support, so I'm guessing there's a big cash settlement involved, and in order for everyone to be rich, they need to just shut up and move on.
Now, who's the cash settlement for? Because she's got to be worth more than he is at this point. She's probably paying him,
right?
I
would think so.
Again, no details have been released regarding the financial settlement, but it has all been worked out, and they will share joint custody of their 17-year-old Kylie. She is the last of their kids who needs any looking after.
Yeah. They won't see
actually,
her.
They all need looking after, but legally, I guess. Yeah, 17 is the last one they have to worry about.
Reason for divorce. I hope he just wrote, she's Kris Jenner. I hope that's it.
Looks like Neil Young's a playa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you think when you think Neil Young?
Sure. You know, he's divorcing his wife of 36 years, Peggy. Apparently, Daryl Hannah is the one who came between them.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Mermaid Daryl Hannah.
Huh.
Stepped in between the two of them. She and Neil Young have been seeing each other for the last year and not making any effort to hide it. They've been seen out and about quite a bit. So Peggy gets the boot, and in comes Madison. While we're talking about relationships, this Joe Jonas, he's a wild card, needs to be dealt with. First, he broke up with his girlfriend, Blonda Eggenschweiler. You know Blonda Eggenschweiler, right?
Really? That's a real name?
That's her name, Blonda Eggenschweiler.
Okay.
And then immediately started dating her best friend, Gigi Hadid.
Oh, no, she didn't.
From Blonda Eggenschweiler to Gigi Hadid. But wait, it's not over yet. Because Gigi Hadid was going out with brother Nick.
Yay! Wait.
In 2012 and 13.
Wait, so you're telling me that...
He's breaking all the codes!
Two of the Jonas Brothers are dating best friends, but they flipped them? They both dated both of them?
All right, where did you get any of that from what
I'm trying to figure it out.
I just
Nick
told
Jonas,
you what happened. I told you what happened.
Is dating a girl's best
Joe
friend.
Joe Jonas broke up
Joe.
With his girlfriend and started dating her best friend.
All right.
Nick also dated the same girl, the best friend.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So Joe Jonas dated a girl... And then immediately started dating her best friend, who also was the ex of his brother.
Okay, I got it.
No, you don't.
I think
don't
I got
pretend.
It. I'm pretty sure I have it.
I want
everyone
you to
else
it.
Does, but you don't. Yeah,
hey,
go ahead.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers assholes.
Tell us
hey,
what
happened. Hey, those Jonas Brothers assholes.
Play a clip. Don't play a clip. Whatever.
Remix.
Hey, those.
Why don't you tell us what the situation is then? Joe Jonas, right? You got that much
was
right.
Was dating a girl.
Yes.
Dumped her.
Right.
And then dated her best friend.
Is dating, yes.
Yeah, is dating her best friend,
mm-hmm.
who used to date
yes.
Joe Jonas's brother, Paul, or Willie, or whatever the other brother's name is.
Yeah, Willie Jonas.
Yes.
I think what Thank you're you. Missing is the Seagulls and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I think that's what's missing from
and
your
And the
recap.
Terrorist situation.
And the terrorist situation, right.
Yeah. Paul McCartney's got a new video out this morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hope it's a new song.
No, it's a video for an old song. Meat-Free Monday.
Oh.
He's got a new Meat-Free Monday video out. I would like you all to take a look at, and hopefully you'll all not eat meat.
Do we
Monday.
Still have a clip of Meat-Free Monday in the system from last time?
I don't know. I think Beer Mug's
it could
searching
be
for it.
His worst song ever, right?
And that's a pretty tough category.
It could be. His worst whatever.
Meat-Free Monday.
Yeah. Is that a fun day?
It's a fun
oh,
day.
Good. Oh, good.
Is happening all around the world.
I don't think that's true.
Meat-Free Monday. It's a fun day.
Stop it.
And it's happening all around the world.
Yeah.
Come okay. on.
This is a song that was out. He wrote a while ago and put it out. Then he put it out again 6 months ago. And then he's got a new video out for it that dropped yesterday.
Love it.
If I stop eating meat, will you stop pushing this song on this bumper car? That's the only way it's going to happen. You're starting to tick me off.
Look, I know that you can't be tied to your legacy. I know that you can't be paralyzed by your past work. But don't you put down the pen after Meat Free Monday and go, I effing wrote Helter Skelter. What
yeah.
am I doing?
I may want to just lay back a couple of years and accrue some new experiences, perhaps, to write some new material. Just lay fallow. Let the field lay fallow for a while.
Yeah, I'm not saying everything has to be Penny Lane, but there should be some sort of low bar beyond which you don't go if you're Paul McCartney.
But I'm not sure you can recognize that. I think you write songs for 40 years, you get that kind of response. however many years he's written songs, and you just think everything that you come that comes out of your mouth is great.
But he's alive and in the world.
It's
he has to know
barely
that
alive,
sucks.
Barely in the world.
He
come
must
on.
Have friends, though.
Right.
He must have a guy who knows a guy.
Does he have friends that say, that sucks, you should stop writing songs? I don't know.
I hope so.
Well, clearly he doesn't, or he's ignoring him. One or the other. But I can't wait to see the video.
Anyway, it's Meat Free Monday. It's a bunch of celebrities holding up the lyrics written on poster boards.
Oh,
and stuff and
original. Good.
Maya Bialik's in there.
I heard she hates everything. So.
I haven't seen the video, but Twiggy's I heard Twiggy is in it,
so that should get the young people on.
Woody Harrelson? You know, it's not hemp-free Monday, because Woody Harrelson's in there.
Is meat on the menu this week?
Not on Monday, and not for Mayim Bialik. Today's celebrity birthdays, Bruce Springsteen, 65 years old today.
Yay!
He will go on stage somewhere tonight and play hard for 18 hours.
Yep.
And will exhaust you to look at him. And he's 65, and he's
not lost a step.
Better than us in every way. Actor Jason Alexander is 55. His hair is 3. Chai McBride is 35 years old today. Nope, 53 years old today. Anthony Mackie, the actor, he's Falcon in The Winter Soldier.
Oh, okay.
36. Matt Kemp of your Los Angeles Dodgers is 30 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
.7 K Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Beach at 6:27.
Yes,
guys, on. I got a problem. Yep. Next month on October 27th, it's going to be a little awkward around my house because on the one hand, it's my wedding anniversary, but on the other hand, it's the date that the new Taylor Swift album comes out. So now I've got to choose, and what do I do about that?
Kill yourself.
Do I spend more time with my wife on our stupid anniversary, or do I do what I really want to do and just listen to the Taylor Swift album?
Take your life. And
Taylor is back in the news. You know I love her, and how can you
die?
Not? Because look what she's done now.
Die.
Her new album's coming out, as I mentioned, the end of October. It's called 1989.
Fall on a sword.
And she did a thing over the weekend where she invited fans that she selected from social media, people who had contacted her on Facebook and on Twitter, and she invited them to not a soundstage, not a studio, not a club, to her home in Los Angeles. Where she baked them cookies, and they had a dance party, and everybody got to take pictures with her and her cat Meredith and her other cat Olivia Benson.
Oh, can you imagine? Here's my cat Meredith. Hold it. Take a picture. Oh, that's so cute. Can you imagine that?
But Taylor Swift fans would love to meet Meredith, though, because they love Meredith. So I want to see how you're going to turn this into a negative, that she did something so sweet for her fans.
I'd love to, and we have her on the phone, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
What? Taylor Swift is on the phone.
That's
right now?
Right.
This is incredible. Hi, Taylor.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we're on the phone together at the same time.
Well, first of all, I love you, and I think it's awesome what you did over the weekend with your fans.
It was awesome. It was so awesome. I can't believe people came to my house.
Well, you invited them to your house.
I can't believe they came.
Okay. Well, you knew they would, though, because they are fans of yours, and you knew that on Twitter before you invited them.
Well, I wanted to have a special listening party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, what is the most affected party I could have?
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, I know what it is. I'll bring them to my house instead of, like, doing a really nice event at a restaurant or something. I'll make it all about me. Come to my house. I make this sound so affected.
But I would think that would be a thrill for your fans to be able to see your house.
Oh, it was. And I took a bunch of Polaroid pictures because Polaroids, nobody uses those anymore, so it's really affected.
Yeah, that's something.
See, I could have just taken regular pictures, but I used Polaroid.
Right.
Because that's so hipster. Right. Oh, my God.
My understanding is that you were trying to go back to 1989 before there was digital photography. That's kind of why.
Isn't that affected?
Well, it's certainly an effort, yes.
Yeah, it's such an expectation!
Sure.
Oh, my God, I'm so affected!
Now, it does say that there were cookies and...
Yeah, I pretended I made cookies.
You bought them at the store?
Yeah. I had one of my people make them, and I said, I made them.
There were cookies and dancing.
That seems really cool, and I knew it would be in the news.
Yeah.
I had cookies and cats.
Yeah, cats, yeah.
I'm so down to earth, but I'm really using it to be affected!
You do love cookies and cats. Those are two
of
the...
cookies and cats, not really, but I put it out there so it makes me seem normal. Even though I'm so affected.
Now, did you serve any drinks?
I don't... Punch!
I'm sorry?
You said punch. Lunch?
Punch?
I had punch!
Oh, punch.
Why are you screaming at us, Taylor?
Because I'm so affected. Cookies and punch. It's like I'm a 12-year-old. I don't know. A tea party in my treehouse.
Right.
That's
actually about right.
What's wrong with me?
So much. Taylor, get a grip, woman. Get a grip. You're a grown ass.
What's wrong with me? Why am I trying so hard?
I don't know. You might have to see a doctor.
Like regular people. Why do I have to have cats and cookies at my house?
I don't
Somebody
know.
Love me.
We've been doing this radio show a long time, Kevin.
Yes.
Have you ever
no.
seen a story in the news that more people have sent to us in 24 hours?
Yeah. Here's what there's two things that I love. One is that our listeners look out for us like that.
Yes.
The other is that they would suggest that perhaps there's a woman in the news with three boobs that we haven't seen.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, that's where we roll. That's our wheelhouse.
Right. That's our area. Yeah. Exactly. Plus, she's in Florida, so we certainly
right.
weren't going to miss it. Here's the update. If you haven't heard, the name that she's going by is not her real name. It is Jasmine Tridevil, and she got plastic surgery, so she has three breasts. I mean, if you look at her, it's just like the chick in Total Recall. It just looks like she's got a rack with three breasts.
And it looks she's wearing a bikini in the photo, and it looks perfectly real.
Yes, it does.
It does, yes.
It does. I still, and maybe this is the Jimmy Kimmel influence of the 21st century,
sure.
I still look at every story like this and go, well, when's Kimmel going to reveal that he made the whole thing up just to see if we'd fall for it? And maybe that's exactly what happened. She is scheduled to be on his show one day next week. I wouldn't at all be surprised if they reveal this whole thing as a hoax.
Right.
But so far, they're playing it straight.
But having said that, he would also have her on if she had three breasts.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So
that's
it's like, how do you know? But we're leery, and we've been sort of keeping our eye out. Like, is it possible this is real? Are there any mm-hmm. signs that it's not? We've gone to Snopes, which is a great site to go to
right.
see, if, you know, for hoaxes and stuff. And it seems, so far at least, it seems real until she's on Kimmel next week.
Well, she is starting to do some media interviews, and she did a radio interview with a station in Orlando either yesterday or the day before. I'm not familiar with the show. It's called The News Junkie, and it's on 104.1 Real Radio. And they talked to her, and we got some highlights of that interview. And they initially opened up with some details, please, Jasmine Tridevil, about the surgery.
When did you get the third boob?
A few months ago.
A few months ago. And you just went to a plastic surgeon and said, hook me up with a boob in the middle?
Yeah.
And
they did it?
Yeah, they didn't have any issue with doing that? They said, yeah, all right, here's what you want. Let's set you up.
Oh, they did have an issue with it, and it was really hard finding somebody that would do it, too. Because it's like they're breaking the code of ethics
really?
To do it. And that's why he made me sign a non-disclosure agreement,
uh-huh.
Because he's afraid that he could get in trouble.
Oh.
But I called like 50 or 60 doctors. Nobody wanted to do it.
Understandably, by the way, they thought she was either joking or insane when she said, hey, can I come in and you give me a third breast,
yeah,
right?
I don't think you ever want to be the plastic surgeon who is known for that.
No.
That's right. And that's why it's smart that the non-disclosure agreement was asked for so that his name is not public, because he probably loses his license for doing something like that, I would imagine. All right. Great question from the guys. How much would a surgery like that cost? You guys want to take a guess?
Because you have to build one from scratch.
Well, regular implants are what? You guys know.
Five grand, six
five,
grand, something
five
like that.
Eight.
That's where it's
yeah.
cheap. That's not
five
like
to
cheap.
Ten. Five to ten.
Yeah.
Take it easy, Lisa. So to build a third, like there's three right in the front. So I would say to build a third, it would probably be 10 to 15.
Yeah,
I would think so. It would have
about
to be
15,000 maybe.
20,000.
Oh, God. $20,000. By the way, she says she works as a massage therapist. I don't know if she's given extras, because that's an awful lot of money to save. They asked, hey, could you describe that third boob? Like, what's it look like?
They put a mini implant to make it look like a nipple's poking out. And for a while, it didn't have an areola, but I got a tattoo.
When you look at all of them, let's say you took your top down, right? When you look at all three of them, are they all universal? Do they match up real perfectly?
No, I wish. The middle one, the areola, looks like it's a little different. It's very close. I'm happy with it, but, you know, you can't tell a difference.
By the way, there was no areola. Somehow they gave her a nipple, but no areola. So then she went and got it tattooed.
Yeah.
That can that look good? Is it possible that that
well, they
that's
do that.
A good look?
They do that with reconstruction often.
Do they? And they can make it look fairly realistic?
They look pretty good, yeah.
I want to believe this story so much.
But how did they give her a nipple?
And I can't. Well, they said they put a little implant in so it would – I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay. There's a lot of stuff she's saying that makes me doubt, and there's one thing that Beat hasn't gotten to yet that makes me doubt it the most.
All right. What's the reaction been like for the, if you're just joining us, Jasmine Tridevil, the woman with three breasts, third one is being by plastic surgery. What's the reaction been like from her family?
It's been crazy. My mom, I told my mom on camera, so that's going to be on my show too.
Mm-hmm. Show.
My mom ran out the door. She won't talk to me. She won't let my sister talk to me. My dad, I told my dad on camera too. He really isn't happy. He's kind of ashamed of me, but he accepted it.
All right. So you said the obvious question, Kevin, that everybody should be asking right now is, what the hell show are you talking
about? Yeah.
She wants to be on MTV. Okay. That is her goal. In fact, she talks about the plan here.
No, I really just, my whole dream is to get this show on MTV.
So do you have a production crew following you already?
I hired a camera crew individually. So I'm the producer of this show right now. I saved up for 2 years, and I didn't spend any of that money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm dumping every penny I have into this. So if this doesn't work, I'm screwed.
What can the outcome of that be if she gets a show? Is it she wants to be the most famous woman with three breasts in the world? Does she think there's a lot of money in her being on MTV with this show?
I don't know, because you can't be a bra model. Those don't exist for three boobs, right?
A lot of questions here. Final clip. She says she's not in it for the fame and fortune.
Yeah.
Why did she really get the surgery? And I think this was the biggest red flag for you, Kevin.
Yep.
I got it because I wanted to make myself unattractive to men.
Why?
Because I don't want to date anymore.
So you don't want to date any men ever again?
Right. Never.
Why?
Never,
why
ever.
Not? There's got to be a reasoning for that. Okay. First of all, let me just say that her face should help her accomplish that goal.
Oh, she's not bad.
She's not hideous.
Bad.
She's average.
She's average.
She's average. But it's not that difficult for an average-looking girl to turn down guys and not date.
Well, and she's posing in, like, very scanty panties and the bra, and that's to not get dates.
That's so that people don't find her attractive.
Don't find her sexually attractive in any way.
Now, okay. I'm a little bit nervous at this point of the interview because the news junkie is asking, why don't you want to date anymore? And sometimes that can mean there's something tragic. But I was pleased, at least, to hear that her answer was...
I don't think I should get into detail.
Oh, but it's like some sort of tragic thing. Did somebody mess with you, like sexually or something?
No.
Mm-hmm. So I was relieved at least to see that she says, no, that's not the
case.
Some
guy looked at me in my car and said, you're pretty. Is that what drove her?
She is scarred on the outside. I don't know about on the inside yet. Sir, we're going to give you the final word.
They look ridiculous. Get rid of them. Why don't you? They look stupid. I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a f***. You know, but they're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore.
Okay. Got it, sir.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:56.
We're going to talk to you about your stupid neighbor wars next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, Chloe Bennett. She is Sky on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on the program later on today as well.
I know, right? Yes.
And keep listening for your chance to win tickets to Mickey's Halloween Party at the Disneyland Resort. You can go to KROQ.com for more information on that. Chance to win is coming up. Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat now on a Tuesday.
Speaking of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and all things geek... This weekend, this coming weekend, the 27th and 28th, is the Long Beach Comic-Con.
Yay!
Happening Saturday and Sunday at the Long Beach Convention Center. They have asked me, very honored to be a guest at the event this weekend. I'll be doing two panels and a big signing for my comic book, Batman 66 Meets the Green Hornet.
Some dreams come true.
Dreams come true indeed. On Saturday, I will be... on the panel of Batman's 75th anniversary. That's at 1 p.m. on Saturday. And then I'll be doing the signing later that afternoon. And then on Sunday at 1 p.m., we'll be doing a special panel based all around the magic of Batman 66, all about the Batman 60s TV series. So come on down and see me. And, in fact, if you'd like to go to the Comic-Con, I've got some passes to give away. But you're going to have to earn them. We're going to do a game in the next segment. And since I'm doing a Batman panel on Saturday and Batman panel on Sunday, let's have some Batman fans call in.
All right.
If you're a Bat fan, call in 1-800-520-1067. If you know stuff about Batman, I'm going to ask him some trivia questions. And if you can answer them correctly, you can win a two-day pass to the Long Beach Comic-Con. Call now. All right, let's take a look at the show business news. This Channing Tatum, he knows what he's doing. He's a smart fella.
Yes, he does.
He's not only dreamy and talented, but he's very savvy, too. He, of course, was the creator of Magic Mike as well as the star of it. And Magic Mike XXL, the sequel, is in the works. And what Channing has decided to do is run a contest on his Facebook page so that you ladies could have a shot at becoming an extra in the movie. What would that entail? Well, you could be in the audience during the dance sequences when Channing Tatum and his hunky friends all take their clothes off.
All right. I'm sure that'll work.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Here's a little video off of Channing's Facebook page where he describes the rules of the contest.
So, contest winners will get to come to set, take pictures of me and the boys, but more importantly, we'll get to be an extra in the audience during some of these crazy dance numbers. And I can promise you they are crazy this time. So, if you want to be a part of the contest, go to MagicMikeContest.com. Go and spread the word all over whatever your socials are with hashtag MagicMikeContest. Get creative. Look, take pictures, video, whatever you can come up with. Mm-hmm. Show us why you want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Later.
How smart is he? Get creative.
Wow. So,
take some pictures and some video and send that to me, women.
Ladies.
Women who want to have sex with me and my friends. Why don't you get creative and send us some pictures and videos of yourselves, and then we'll select which ones we'd like to invite down to the set to be in the audience for when we're half naked.
That's genius.
He's a genius.
Send us your pictures.
On video, show us how much you want to be on the set with me.
How much would you like to be with me when I'm barely clothed?
He's the smartest man in the world.
He is our king. We should just give him a
name
crown
him king.
And anoint him.
Lisa, what are you doing with that video camera right now?
Put that video camera down.
Okay.
Just wait till we're off the air, for God's sake.
You love that Channing Tatum.
Oh,
he's the best.
Tanning is her favorite.
He's dreamy and smart. And his weird name.
And please let this be so. Star Magazine is reporting that Jason Statham almost punched somebody at a party last week.
That probably is true.
Well, that person was flirting with his girl Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, according to sources. And the person who was almost at the end of Jason Statham's fist, Ryan Seacrest.
Okay, now I don't believe it.
Yeah, right.
Why don't you believe it?
Because.
Ryan was flirting with Rosie?
What's he going to do to flirt with her?
And why would Jason be threatened by Ryan?
Because sometimes he gets upset when people talk to his lady, that's why.
But how great would it be if Jason Statham punched Ryan Seacrest?
I'm with you. That would be awesome.
And wouldn't Ryan Seacrest just turn into a pink mist if Jason Statham punched him?
There'd be nothing left.
You'd have to get a dustpan and a brush to clean him up if that happened.
One punch, too, not a fight, just a punch.
It'd be awesome. Today's celebrity birthdays. Speaking of things geeky, Captain America the Winter Soldier, loved that film. The actor who played Falcon, Sam Wilson, in that film, Anthony Mackie, is 36 years old today. Matt Kemp of your Dodgers is 30 years old. Actor Chai McBride turns 53. Jason Alexander from Seinfeld fame is 55. And Bruce Springsteen, the boss, celebrates his 65th birthday today. That's a pretty good 65 right there.
Yeah.
He's all ripped and he looks great. And he's still rocking and he's still relevant. And it's hard to do in the rock business when you're 65.
It's amazing.
He pulls it off. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey! Well, that was a little raggy. A little ragtaggy. I think we need to get that together. We need to work on that. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin DeBeecho at 709.
Like Lisa's scanty panties?
Hey, how about a pair of two-day passes to the Long Beach Comic-Con? This
yes,
is an up-and-comer
please.
Of the Comic-Con world, right, Ralph?
It is. I think they're in like their sixth year. They haven't been around that long, but they put on a great show down there in Long Beach.
All right. It's coming up this Saturday and Sunday at the Long Beach Convention Center, 1-800-520-1067, with a game we like to call Bat-Fan.
Bat-Fans!
Abominable outlaws.
Bat-Fans!
I'll be right there, Commissioner.
Bat-Fans!
Hold the bat poles. They may be drinkers, Robin, but they're also human beings.
Hey, baby. Want to take a gander at some Adam West penis?
Now that's out of line. So that happened.
We got the Casio for that one.
Yes.
All right. You can buy the
ticket thing right there
at longbeachcomiccon.com, where you can win them right now. How, Ralph? We have contestants on the line for
you. I am doing two separate panels this weekend. Saturday, I'm doing a panel to celebrate Batman's 75th anniversary. And then Sunday, I'll be doing a panel dedicated to the magic of Batman 66. So since I am Batman-centric this weekend, I thought we'd talk to some Bat fans and ask them some Batman trivia. And if they get a correct answer, I give them a pair of two-day passes for the Long Beach Comic-Con.
All right. How about start with Julio in Irvine. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Julio, are you a Bat fan?
Hello.
Julio, are you a Bat fan?
Oh, yeah.
All right. The whole thing started, remember, Batman all started when Bruce Wayne saw his parents gunned down in front of him as a boy. That's what made him Batman. What were his parents' names?
That would be Thomas and Martha Wayne.
Well done,
nice
sir.
Done.
Wow.
Congratulations. You're going to go to Long Beach Comic Con. Hold on. We'll give you all the details.
I just saw them gunned down again last night on Gotham,
night.
Ralph.
I know. We're living a Batman world. Last night, Gotham premiered. It was awesome.
Dahlia.
It's not awesome that they were gunned down. It's just, it's awesome.
Yeah. Dahlia right. In Los Angeles. Hi.
Hi.
Dahlia, are you a Bat fan?
Yes, I am.
All right. There have been a lot of actors who have portrayed Batman in live action, television, and movies. Just name me four. Name me four of the actors who have portrayed Batman on television and in the movies.
Adam West, right. George Clooney, right. Michael Keaton, right. Kristen Bell.
Right. Well done.
Wow, she's good.
She is
What's
good.
That?
Congratulations, Dolly. You're going to the Long Beach Comic Con this weekend.
Yay.
Hold on. We'll give you all the details. Oh, look. Another girl, fellas. Another lady wants to
that
go to the
That is the
Comic-Con.
First one ever. That's true.
No, that last one was. Here's Veronica. How about this one? How about another one?
Veronica Del Monte.
Uh-huh.
Calling for her boyfriend.
No, lady. She's not.
I'm calling for myself.
Yeah. That's right. You go, girl. You go, girl. All right. We just talked about actors who portrayed Batman in live action series. How about actors who have voiced Batman in animated series? Can you name me two actors who have voiced Batman in cartoons?
Voiced Batman in cartoons?
That's tough.
That
is
a tough one.
It is tough.
That's tough.
I think I can only name one.
Yeah, but you can't go.
Can you name one, Veronica? We'll let you go if you can get one, if you come up with one name.
Oh, my gosh, I'm blanking out. This is unbelievable.
I'm sorry. We're out of time. Thanks for playing, though. We would have accepted Olin Soleil, Adam West, Kevin Conroy, of course, probably the most famous animated Batman.
Yeah, that's
Dietrich Bader, Will Friedle, Reno Romano, Anthony Ruvivivar.
That guy's the best.
He's the best. Yeah.
Let's go to Ryan in Chino. Hi there.
Hey, what's up?
Ryan, I need Batman's first appearance. I need the comic book and the date of Batman's first appearance in the comic books.
I don't know that one.
Detective Comics number 27 in May 1939.
All right.
Well, you may be going a little deep here, Ralph.
That's a Batman. Bat fans know that.
All right.
One.
Well, clearly that guy didn't.
Well, he's not a Bat fan,
all right,
then. Don't get me started.
Let's go to Carl in Stanton. Hi.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good, Carl. Batman's, of course, his longtime manservant, best friend, trusted confidant is Alfred the Butler. What's Alfred's last name?
Pennyworth.
Pennyworth.
Nicely
well done, sir.
You have to think about it.
Is that the third one we've given away? Two left?
Yes.
That's correct. Anyone doing the math? Okay.
Yep. Yes.
Two left. Ramon in Los Angeles. Hi.
Good morning. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Hey, Ramon. You know, Alfred Pennyworth wasn't the only trusted confidant who lived with Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson there in Wayne Manor. When Alfred was gone for a while in the comic books and also in the TV show, one of Dick Grayson's relatives moved in with them. Do you know who that was?
Oh, man, dude.
Probably best known from the TV series. Mm-hmm. She lived with Bruce and Dick. No, nothing?
Boy, she was a hot piece of ass, too. I remember
she
her.
She was not a hot piece of ass at all. Dick's aunt, Harriet Cooper.
Harriet.
Aunt Harriet.
All Harriets are hot.
No, they are not.
One thing I know, that's that.
Yes.
Let's go to Ruben in Los Angeles. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hey, Ruben. Can you name the Batman sidekick, of course, forever has been...
Robin.
Robin, that's right. But
yes, did I win?
No, you didn't, because there have been many Robins throughout the years in the comic books, Kevin. Not just the one we know best, but there have been several other Robins. And can you name me three different Robins, Ruben, their secret identities, who are the codename Robin?
Dick Grayson.
Jason Todd.
And Stephanie Brown.
Stephanie Brown, you're absolutely right. Wow. We also would have taken Carrie Kelly, Tim Drake, or Damian Wayne.
Wow. Very impressive. Yeah, very impressive.
Very impressive, Ruben. So you're done. Going to the Comic-Con in Long Beach.
All right, we have one more contestant. Let's say good morning to Eric in Long Beach.
See if we can do this right, Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
Good morning, Fire People. Morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Eric, I need this one. Name Batman's dog.
Bat Dog, obviously.
It should have been Bat Dog.
That makes sense.
Actually, he was known as the Bat Hound, but I need his name. He also had a name.
It's a dumb name.
Bat Fido.
Bat Fido.
I'm sorry, Ace. Ace the Bat Hound is what we were looking
Give
for.
Give it to him for Bat Fido. Come on.
Poor girl.
What?
For my girlfriend.
For your girlfriend?
For a girl.
He's actually calling for a girl? All right, Eric, we'll give you a pair of passes for your girlfriend, all right?
Yes.
Maybe you can get some tonight.
Although I doubt it. Thanks for playing.
Hey, baby. Want to take a gander at some Adam West penis?
Actress Chloe Bennett joins us next hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show. She currently can be seen as Sky on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which returns for its new season tonight. I loved her on Nashville, too. Lisa, remember her on Nashville?
Oh, yeah. She's great.
She was awesome. Great actress. Can't wait to have her in here next hour. Right now, though, we're talking about Neighbor Wars. Ralph did a story yesterday that I was surprised at because all the years we've been, you know, hearing the Showbiz Report, I've never heard this particular fight between neighbors. But Julia Roberts apparently got into it with a neighbor where she got out of her SUV and screamed at him because her neighbor had hired a falconer, somebody to bring a falcon over to scare the seagulls away. Not to kill them, not to poison them, just to annoy them and drive them out of the neighborhood.
Well, they do.
And Julia
live
Roberts
in Malibu by the
ocean. Malibu, right, where there's lots of seagulls. Julia Roberts apparently loves the seagulls, wants the seagulls there, says the seagulls have just as much right to be here as you do.
The seagulls, though, the seagulls, if I could just speak on Julia's behalf. I'm sorry, no, on the neighbor's behalf. They poop a lot. That is a bird that really lets it go.
But that's where they live.
Yep.
You moved there.
Right. So this guy brings in a falcon to scare him away just to, you know, go to somebody else's house. And
I'll tell you what else the seagulls do is, in addition to pooping all over your stuff, is they catch, you know, like little clams and things like that and then just, you know, take the meat out and just let the shells just fall all over your roof and all over your yard. I mean, they do litter. There's no question about that.
But they also steal your food. So they got that going for you. They'll land on your, you know, your property and take whatever food is left outside.
So Julia Roberts screams at the neighbor and says, whatever your effing bird does to those seagulls, my husband will do the same to you, effer. And jumps back in her car and drives away.
Does she know that means her husband is just going to have to scare him out into the ocean?
I don't know if she's thought that all the way through. But it did get us on to the topic of neighbor wars. And I think these can be funny. They can be fascinating. They can be scary. I bet there are people who have moved because of disputes that they've had with their neighbor that just makes it too miserable to live in a place.
Yeah.
But we want to hear your funny stories. If you wouldn't mind giving us a call at 1-800-520-1067. The smaller the discrepancy, the smaller the dispute, the better for us.
The more insignificant. That's the funny stuff. If they're running a meth house, not funny, you move, good move, you move. But if it's something tiny, you know, like their fence is on your property 1/4 of an inch, or your fence is on their same thing 1/4 of an inch, you know, stuff like that is just absurd.
And now, haven't you had your share of these, Kevin?
I did. There was a guy who I wanted to put up. I wanted to put up a fence with some plants on it, just to kind of separate the properties. And he said the fence is on my property, so you can't do that. You can't put up a fence. And so I said, oh, okay. So then I had somebody come out and look at it, and they're like, no, it's really completely on your property. So I said, all right, well, I'm going to put up a fence. He's like, I'm going to tear it down.
Really?
He left me a note in the box. I'm going to tear it down.
And but on what grounds, though, if you surveyed
it?
Oh, because he just wanted
he didn't
it.
Want it. People are not – this is the thing. People aren't rational when it comes to neighbor wars. They're irrational. He doesn't want the fence there. So I thought, being the rational person that I am, I'll walk
sure.
over and I'll talk some sense into him.
Uh-huh.
So I knocked on the door. I said, hi. I mean, you know, the fence is on our side, and we're going to put up a fence. And it's going to be a chain link fence, but it's going to have some shrubbery on it. And some
yeah, because you can hide those
right.
if you put a hedge up next to it. Right.
You won't even notice that it's there. It's just a hedge, and it'll mm-hmm. sort of separate the property. So on my side, I'm actually able to do that, which I thought was very mature of me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'll tear it down. Like, I paused for a second, and I just thought, well, is this really happening?
Because that's just vandalism for him to come on your property and tear your fence down.
And I'm not positive with my response to that, which was, I'll build it again. Like, as if I'm like...
So now it's on.
I was like, I'm telling him. And he said, and I swear to God, he said, I'll tear it down again.
So what happened? God.
I looked at his wife, who was standing there, and she was witnessing the whole thing. And I said, is he always like this? And she said, you need to get out.
And, dude, this
wow,
is tense.
What a yes. scary neighbor.
And I left.
So did he, by the way, Lisa.
Yeah. How dare you? I tried to be adult about it.
Yeah.
You know how hard that is for me.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I built it, and he left it alone. We haven't said a word since.
All right.
It's been 10 years.
Wow.
I don't know what it is about that freaked him out or made him angry or whatever, but it was absurd. And I found myself like in a yelling fight with him. I'll tear it down, I'll build it up. I'll tear it down, I'll build it up. I don't know. It was just absurd.
And by the way, how long did it take you before you were able to close your eyes at night and not have one ear open waiting for the neighbor to come over and cut your fence down? Because you must have been expecting that a lot at the beginning, right?
You know me, Bean. I sort of wanted that. I didn't want to stop it. I just wanted it to happen, and then it was on. Because I like it to be on. It's fun when it's on, but only if it's deserved.
Right.
And so
gotcha.
He left me alone, and from that point on, it was no fun.
All right. Well, that's what we're looking for at 1-800-520-1067. You know, if you've done something annoying like, you know, painted your house pink or something like that, and you've heard from the neighbors, those are the kinds of calls we're looking for. What neighborly disputes have you been in and what happened? Give us a call. Toll free. We'll take your calls next right after this on K-Rock. Talking about neighbor wars on the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. Julia Roberts recently got into it with a neighbor who was trying to get rid of the seagulls in their Malibu neighborhood. We want to find out what caused a fight between you and your neighbor. How was it on? 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Faye in Hollywood, see what's going on line one.
Hey, Faye.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
So I was in between two crazy old ladies, I should add, but the one on one side of me caused me a lot more problems. She came over to my house 3 days in a row screaming at me that I had had the trees in front of her house removed by the city. And I had no idea what she was talking about because I never called the city to have her trees removed.
She was yelling at you because the three trees in front of her own property had been removed?
By the city. And she told me that she called the city and they told her that I had called and demanded that her trees be removed.
Nice. No, it's not that easy to get trees removed by the city. You got to work so hard to make that happen.
That means she just figured out that you did it. I imagine she was just guessing.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's worse than that. As she was continuing to scream at me about this, you know, and I let her scream at me for 3 days, on the third day, I was like, that's it. I'm not letting this crazy. And I should have, my carpool was standing there waiting for me each day that she was doing this. So I started yelling at her, and I was like, see, I did not do this. And she broke down crying and told me that she had called the city to complain about all the stuff dropping from these trees. And then the city came and removed these trees, and it was all my fault.
What?
Wait, so she had called the city on her own trees?
Yes.
She turned her own trees in and then blamed you?
She's nuts.
Yes. That is crazy.
Yes.
Love it.
Thanks for the call.
Neighbor.
I couldn't
appreciate
love her more.
That. By the way, I would imagine that trees and what falls off of trees in whose yard has got to be near the top of the list of neighbor disputes, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Because it's not, I mean, if I have a tree on my property that leaves and stuff fall into your yard, there's nothing really I can do about that. Yet, I can understand why you're still annoyed by my tree, but what can I do?
But if your tree is growing over onto my side of the property and then mm-hmm. shedding, I think I can have it trimmed. Right?
I would think so.
Even though it's not my tree, it's on my side of the fence.
Yeah. See, this is where you get into some dodgy areas. All right, let's go to, we just lost the name on line 2, East LA. I think he's got another fence problem just like yours, Kevin.
Hey, person. How are you?
Hey, how you caller.
Who's this?
Steven,
hi.
Steven, what's going on?
All right, so I got a bunch of little brothers, and I got neighbors that are pretty anal about their plants. So they extended up their fence higher, wooden, and they put a bunch of nails and screws coming through it. So I told them it would be a problem if they didn't take it down.
Wait, they put nails that started on their side of the fence and then were the poke end was sticking out on your side to hurt people?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I came home from family gathering, saw that, so I went right over to his door and I told him that he had to take it down. So when he said he wasn't gonna, I knew he was anal about his plants, so I snapped up one of his plants. He got real pissed off and hit me with a 2x4. I'm not kidding. So I rushed into his yard. I was going to kick this guy's ass. I was rushing him. He fell back, knocked himself out. His son kind of knocked him out. So then both of his sons come out. I brawl up with both of them. Then another neighbor comes out, tried getting involved too. It was crazy.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. There needs to be a TV show about your neighborhood.
There is. It's called Cops.
It'd be better if
not. It'd be better if he died. Steven, thank you for the call. Go Raiders. Let's try Tara. Lakeview Terrace, line 3, please. You know, it sounds like, Tara, you may be calling about an apartment situation with your neighbors. Is that right?
Yes. Me and my fiance were living in Van Nuys at the time, and we were living on the ground floor, and there was a guy living above us, and he always made, like, the weirdest, creepy noises only when we were, like, having sex. And I was like, what the hell is this guy doing, and how can he hear us, first of all? And then he would, like, bang on the floor. He had, like, wood floors, I think, and he'd bang with his foot on the floor. So finally, my fiance just, like, We like closed the door, and we ran upstairs, and we knocked on the door because he calls the cops. We always had the cops come to our house whenever we're having sex.
Let me just butt in for one second. It was only when you were having sex?
Yeah, when we were having sex, when we were watching TV. Sometimes it was TV, but maybe he thought we were having sex. I don't know. He's a creep. And then we got the cops come, and then the cops were like, oh, is it the guy upstairs again? And I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, he's like, you won't go ignore his calls from now. And he calls about everybody in the building. So my fiance went upstairs, and I went with him. I kind of snuck up with him because I was scared. Knock on the door. He comes out in, like, tidy whities, like, in, like, this weird. He's just such a creeper.
Yeah, he's and like, finally, I can be included.
I don't know. It was so weird, and it was gross. So I just. Oh, awful.
Look, you don't bang on the floor when your neighbors are having sex. You get down on the floor and put your ear up against it. That's what you do.
Exactly. But it was so creepy. And it was, I don't know. It was just awful.
Thank you, Tara. Appreciate you listening. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Eddie. He's in L.A. All right. I mentioned how trees have got to be near the top of the list for neighbor dispute causes. I think Eddie is calling about something else that's got to be very close to number one or two. Eddie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's up, party people?
Hi there.
What's up?
So, my brother had a neighbor who never picked up after her dog. It was horrible. And one night after a late night of partying, we're going back to my brother's place to hang out. Unbeknownst to me, I step in some poop that the neighbor didn't pick up. I get inside. I start dancing all around his house. We have the music going. I'm literally meshing it into the carpet everywhere I go.
Hey, you're a great brother, but go ahead.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So my brother loses it. He's pissed. And what he decides to do is, a few months later, once it gets really, really, really hot, he decides to pick up some of the poop that she left behind, puts it on her windshield, and leaves it there. Lady gets into her car, decides to wipe it off. She does so with the windshield wipers.
Yep.
So the fluid comes down, washes off the poop, gets into the air vents of the car. Car was useless thereafter.
Sweet.
I like this every time she turned on the AC.
Sweet. that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, you can't tolerate if somebody's got a dog that they're just letting out of the neighborhood to go poop at everybody else's yard. That's a no-go, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
I agree.
lady picked up her dog poop ever.
How about that? What a surprise.
It worked.
All right, we're almost out of time. I'd love to squeeze in Jeff if we could instead of Clarita. Kevin, you said you wanted the tiniest thing that sets the neighbor off.
Yeah, the smaller, the better.
Jeff may be our winner on line 8. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Hi.
Yeah, so our sprinklers in our front and backyard, mainly our front, go on at, like, when the sun's coming up, like 7 o'clock, 6:30, and sprinklers spray out a lot of mist, usually. Like, there's a mist that you can see floating above the sprinklers, and right. We had a neighbor who parked a motorhome on the side of our house, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, his property was right there, and the sprinkler mist would get around his property, around his motorhome, maybe get a light dusting of sprinkler mist. So we noticed our grass was dying, like, a couple weeks later. And we're like, what the hell is going on? So we turned the sprinklers on. We noticed that the two sprinkler heads near his wall are off, completely off.
Really?
This guy came over in the middle of the night and turned our sprinklers off.
Well, dude, you can't live in a world where there's sprinkler mist coming around your house. Come
on. Sprinkler mist. Everybody, all our neighbors have mist that come up and get walls wet and stuff. And this guy turned our sprinklers off.
I love the visual. How old was the guy? Was he an older guy?
Yeah, he's in his, like, 60s,
in 70s. In his 60s, like, or 70s with like, a ski mask, jumping the fence at night, figuring out
basically
which ones.
We also had a pet squirrel, and he threatened to kill our pet squirrel because it came onto his property.
Well, you can't have that.
You can't have a mist, and you can't have a squirrel in your yard. That's no way for an old person to live. Come on.
I think we're rooting against you, Jeff.
I think we're with the old dude. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:54.
Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday morning. Ralph Garman joins us. What's going on?
Well, a lot of people are asking, hey, whatever happened to that show Hollywood Babylon you used to do with that
whatever
other guy?
Whatever happened to that show Hollywood Babylon you used to do with that
it's
other guy?
It's back!
No.
Friday night, it's the return of Hollywood Babylon. It's been like a month since we did one of these shows. Kevin's been off directing a movie. I've been off battling giant spiders with Steve Guttenberg. But now we're all back together again on Friday night.
All of that is somehow real, by the way.
It is real. Double feature. We got a double feature. 8 o'clock, we're doing our Comic-Con Theater, where we do a live reading of our Batman 66 Meets the Green Hornet comic book. The new one is out this month, so we're doing that at 8 o'clock. Then at 10 o'clock, it's Hollywood Babylon, where we take on the week's entertainment news, and we have fun with celebrities, and we get drunk and stoned, and we all have a good time. So,
Nope.com.
Go to improv.com, improv.com, and click on Friday and get your tickets for the show this Friday, because we're going to have a good time.
Well, you know the old expression, nope.
Why?
And I promise you, the show is 100% bean-free.
Well,
so that's another thing it's got
that.
Going for it.
That actually right is there. An incentive for a lot of people.
Chris and Bruce Jenner have officially called it quits. Remember when they were just putting on, like, Facebook posts saying, oh, we're a vintage, another year celebrated, we're a happy anniversary, I love this man. It's like,
yeah.
Stop it.
I always doubt people that make that big a deal out of how happy they are.
Right.
You know, it's like, come on, take it easy. Everybody has their issues.
Right. It's couples like Bean and his wife who vacation separately and barely talk to each other. You know, they're happy. They're the happy couples in
That's
the world.
Right. That's
right.
The secret right there,
yeah,
guys.
It is.
Separate houses, believe me.
You get all the pleasures of marriage without ever...
Well, not all. Not all the pleasures.
Without
Ralph.
Actually having to be married.
Get
to
that
the
pleasure.
Person. Are you just too tired to get divorced? Is that the thing? You're just too lazy?
Why would we want to get divorced? We're very happy together.
Right.
Separately.
Yes.
We're very happy together living separate lives. Well, looks like they filed for divorce yesterday at the L.A. County Courthouse. At least Kris Jenner did. The reason? Irreconcilable differences. And sources
say...
She
wanted a man as a husband?
How dare you! He's a national treasure! The details have all been worked out. They had no prenup, but apparently they came to some sort of financial agreement, and they will share joint custody of Kylie, 17 years old. She's the last minor in that household. And
that's not much of a... It's not much of a time they have to really worry about it, right?
They got a year. They just have to keep an eye on her, make sure she doesn't kill herself.
The most, right.
And 18, kick her ass out to get her own mansion so she can start her own careers. I don't know what they do, but...
They make a lot of money for it, whatever it is.
Kylie's going to be a singer. She's working on her album.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I think you were on vacation, Kevin. We talked about that story.
Exciting.
Working on an album. Can't wait for that, because we need music from her. Badly. So you're riding along on your motorcycle. You're on a Vegas freeway, and you get cut off. A cab cuts you off, and you go flying off your motorcycle. And it's a nightmare. You've got broken bones, muscle and ligament, and nerve damage.
Oh,
and
my
you're
God.
Lying there by the side of the road. And luckily, somebody slams on their brakes, and they stop traffic, and they come over, and they help you until paramedics can arrive. And that person, that calming face over you, hovering over you, telling you it's all going to be okay, is none other than Mike Tyson.
Yeah!
Imagine that happens.
Ooh, really?
That's what happened to Ryan Chesley.
That's awesome. But wouldn't you
doubt
it? He
comes to, and then you look up.
Wouldn't you go, am I dreaming?
Don't worry, paramedics are coming. They're going to take good care of you. It's just, it was horrible what happened to you. Just relax.
Why are my pants down?
Don't just relax. Don't worry about it. Just don't clench.
He says that he can't thank Iron Mike enough. He's going to send him a fruit basket.
Really?
With his love and thanks for making sure that he was taken care of while authorities made their way to the scene of the accident.
How about that? Odd. Yeah, that's weird. Like, I would think I'm still dreaming or out of it or something. You look up and see Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I never thought I'd see this day, but it looks like Charlie Sheen may be headed back to 2 1/2 Men.
Really?
According to Us Weekly, he reached out to the producers of the show, and they have reached back. Looks like he is angling to return to the show for its final season. And he said he's available, and he promises to show up early.
He said once.
He thinks it would mean goodwill and a tip of the hat to the fans of that series to bring him back. And he thinks that he and the executive producer Chuck Lorre can put their feud behind them and move forward.
Does anyone remember how they handled the exit of his character on the show a couple of years ago?
They killed him. Killed him off.
If they did, then that might make it more difficult for him to return.
Yes, they did kill him off, but maybe he'll be a ghost or something.
No way.
Well, anyway, this is Charlie Sheen's story.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers is saying there's no talk about him coming back, and CBS has said there's no conversations about Charlie returning to that series.
I would think Ashton Kutcher probably would not be on board with that.
Right, but if it's not, how successful has it been since?
It's been fine. They have a year left.
Okay.
This is their swan song.
They're probably fine to let it go. Not worth the effort.
And if you're Chuck Lorre, you can't have him come back, right? If you're the boss over there, you can't make that happen.
He pretty much burned that bridge down, right?
Yeah, but he says he'd like to come back for the fans. Winning. Today's celebrity birthdays. Matt Kemp of your Los Angeles Dodgers. He's 30 years old today.
Did that game last night ever end, Muggs?
Eventually, but I fell asleep before it did.
Okay. Do any of them ever end?
Not really.
Baseball games?
Not really.
Or do
this
they just
one
go
went
on forever?
At least 13 innings that I know of. I don't know what happened after that.
It's
but
a horrible sport. It really is.
It's a wonderful sport.
It's a nightmare.
They should start each extra inning with another guy on base. So you start with like one guy in first.
That's right.
And then the next inning, you got a first and second. Just next inning, all base
then
loaded.
Flip a coin. Let's just go home. What the hell's wrong with that sport?
Guys,
it was invented in a time where people had scurvy and no teeth, and it was a horrible time
they could
in
find
America.
A stick for a
That's
bat.
That's right. They would.
And a rock.
They would literally. They would push a hoop down the street. Children would do that for entertainment. That's the time this sport was born in. That's time to let it go. Let's let it go. It comes from another era.
There's a
time of corporal punishment and women without the vote. Let's just let it go.
1 week left in the regular season.
Good.
And then 17 months of playoffs.
There's a few
rounds.
Let it go.
Hey, some of us pull the plug and take this thing off life support. It's dead. It's brain dead.
What about the millions of people who go to baseball games every year and millions more who watch it on
television?
They
don't realize what they're doing.
They need an intervention. They need to get a life.
You've been doing it for so long, you just keep doing it. You don't really know why.
What about the millions of people who are still smoking, Bean? I don't know. Someone's got to take a stand for their own good.
I don't know what to tell you. You guys, the beauty of the game is escaping you, I see.
It is, yeah.
Chai McBride is 53 years old today. Anthony Mackie, you know him as the Falcon. little Christopher Walken there. The Falcon. The Falcon fighting alongside Captain America. Very good. Superhero. He's 36 years old today. Jason Alexander's 55. And the boss, Bruce Springsteen, turned 65 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
From Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., actress Chloe Bennett, who plays Sky on the show, joins us in about 10 minutes or so here on K-Rock. We're going to have actor Shane Dawson on the program later this week. Jeffrey Tambor will be joining us, comedian Adam Ray, director Anton Fuqua, and Phil Kogan from The Amazing Race. A lot of good stuff coming this week here on K-Rock.
How would most people know Gerard Depardieu?
Most people would not, but okay, those that do might remember him as a very popular actor from films like Cyrano de Bergerac. Green Card was another very popular movie that he was in. He was also in the news a couple of years ago for, as Lisa reminded us this week, urinating on board a flight.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, he peed in the aisle.
That's right.
And that's why we shouldn't be so surprised to see in a recent interview that he says that sometimes he drinks 14 bottles of wine in a day.
Yay!
And insists he's never really totally drunk.
I don't know how. I mean, look, I know that he's a big guy. I mean, I think he could weigh close to 300 pounds, wouldn't you say, Lisa?
Yeah.
Oh, he's huge. Yeah.
He's a big, big guy.
Yeah.
But still, when you get to bottle 5, bottle 8, bottle 12, I mean, how are you not drunk?
He says, when I'm bored, I drink.
He's not working much,
so I guess it's all the time.
That's the problem.
It starts at home with champagne or red wine before 10 a.m., then again champagne, then pastis. Is that a kind of liquor? Pastis? Maybe half a bottle.
Don't know.
Then food, accompanied by 2 bottles of wine. In the afternoon, for me, it's champagne, beer, and more pastis at around 5 p.m. to finish off the bottle. Later on, it's vodka and or a whiskey. But I'm never totally drunk. All you need is a 10-minute nap, and voila, a slurp of rose wine, and I feel fresh as a daisy. By the way, this isn't the only suspect thing in this particular interview, too. He also says that he was on vacation in Africa recently, and his car broke down, and there were lions in the neighborhood that he says, in self-defense, he shot and killed. Gerard Depardieu.
He killed lions?
He says he shot and killed lions in the jungle. Yes, in self-defense.
Are we positive that he hasn't just gone bye-bye?
No.
I'm beginning to wonder if that's something that happened while he was asleep in his head, or if he's ever really been to Africa or what. So we asked producer Dave, what's the real deal here? Can you get us the great actor Gerard Depardieu? And I believe he joins us on the Kevin Amin Show right now. Hello, sir.
Hello. How are you? Kevin Amin.
Welcome to the Kevin Amin Show. How are you doing? You in France right now?
Oui, I'm in France.
Okay, are you drinking?
I have had several drinks this morning, yes.
We were reading an article here, an interview that you did, where you say you can drink 14 bottles of wine every day and not really...
Maybe 14 bottles of wine a day, yes.
And not really ever be drunk.
No, I'm not drunk.
But 14 bottles
by
yourself?
Of wine a day, yes.
By yourself.
Sure. If I have friends over, I need many more wines.
Okay, so you're sharing it with people.
No, stupid whore.
Wow, hey, hold on a sec. That's a reasonable question.
What's
the stupid question?
All right, so you keep
If I have more friends, I need more wine.
So you keep your 14 bottles for yourself.
That's right, yes, for me.
And then you bring in more wine for your friends.
If I have other friends or whores over, yes.
Okay. Are all women whores? Wow. What's that about?
Oui, yes, of course. Well, women are whores.
Wow.
All right. That's supposed to be the French way. So 14 bottles doesn't get you drunk. Do you know what would get you drunk? Have you ever been drunk, Gerard?
Well, I have not ever been drunk because I drink and then I pass out.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I wake up, I am no longer drunk. And so
I
have to start again.
Uh-huh. But how long do you sleep?
I don't know, 15, 20 days.
That could be the drug period, though, is what
I don't know. I told you I'm drunk, stupid fat dog pig.
Hey, can I just source this lion story? It seems unlikely that your car broke down and you just happened to be there to shoot 2 lions.
That is what happened.
That is what you said, Hal.
You're calling me a liar.
Well, I'm just asking.
You are an ugly piece of garbage head face.
That's accurate, by the way. You don't know that. Strong. You don't know that for a fact, but it is accurate.
I can tell from just stupid questions. Ugly horse face and ugly man of hell.
Now, wait. Am I ugly horse face or am I ugly man of hell?
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. It just seems like that's the type of thing that somebody who's drunk would imagine happened. Is that, I was in the jungle and I killed a lion, but that couldn't have really happened.
I'm always having adventures.
Yeah.
Like that.
You're always having adventures like killing two lions?
Oh, hold on. Bear. A bear is coming. Ah! Ah! Killed a bear. I killed him.
Where are you right now?
I am in France.
At home, though, where there's a bear?
There was a wild bear.
I was not aware of that.
Why?
In my house.
Why was there a bear in your house?
That seems unlikely. Gerard, why is there a bear in your house in Paris?
Hello? And you didn't have a gun. You killed that bear with your hands.
I did. Yeah. Oh, wait, I have a gun.
But you don't need it.
I wish I had known I had this moments ago.
You already killed the bear. It's
come in handy.
That's right.
What's happening now?
Someone is attacking me with a chainsaw.
Why? In your...
I must stop him.
Don't forget you have a gun.
I use my taser. I use a taser on him. Now he can no longer attack me with the chainsaw.
Wait, the guy.
Hold on, I must have a sword fight with this man.
You have a dangerous
house. Oh, God! I stabbed him in the chest.
You have a dangerous house. What now?
Another lion!
How many lions are in your house?
This one followed me from Africa.
What are the chances?
He wants revenge. Killed his family.
You do have a dangerous life, Gerard.
Luckily, I blew him up with dynamite.
You have a lot of tools at your disposal.
Oh, damn it. How did this swarm of bees get in my house?
It's a bad day.
I must kill them with my lasers.
Lasers? Wow.
Yes, I have a laser gun.
Maybe you should drink less.
No.
Okay. Okay. All right. You're happy the way things are.
I am very happy.
Okay.
I have many adventures, as you can tell.
Right.
And
Gerard! You were handling things so well. You said you never. What happened? You said you never get drunk.
Because I throw it up.
I see. Okay.
Let's go back to that part where you said you'll hang out all the time. Now, what do you mean by that, Chloe?
I said I live close by, so I'll stop by whenever you guys want.
Can you do traffic?
We
need someone to do traffic on the show.
Chloe, her to do anything. She can just hang out.
We asked Chloe Bennett if we'd ever had her on before.
Yes.
Yeah. She said no. And
that's ridiculous because we have tried to get you on this show like 150 times since Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. began.
To be fair, last year was the shooting schedule was just crazy. So
we had Clark
really
Gregan. He had
you
time.
Did. Yep. Yeah.
Agent Coulson found his way to the studio.
Yeah. Director Coulson, my friend.
Exactly. That's right.
Director
that's
Coulson.
Right.
And we told him that we were only having him in so that we could get you to come in.
Really?
So he failed on
he
that.
He didn't
level.
Even tell me that.
Yes, he failed.
We have a bone to pick.
What a dick indeed.
This is unacceptable.
Gosh,
well, we're very excited to finally make things right by having you in today. Chloe Bennett is here. She, of course, one of the stars of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm sorry. Did I say one of the stars? She's the star of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which premieres tonight for Season 2 at 9 on ABC. You guys did 22 hour-long episodes last year.
Oh, don't remind me. Yeah, yes, we did.
That is a lot of work. And by the way, your show is not the type of show that you go in and knock out in 2 or 3 days either. That you can tell how much work is put into those hours.
You can't. Thank you. Thank you. Because it is. It's really, it's a lot of work. And then when I watch it, it's kind of like, really? It took that long to shoot that? That's crazy. But yeah, It's definitely
bad with computers, right. But in a radio friendly way.
Sorry, excuse me for all of you in your cars listening. So sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
Is there a lot of CGI on that show? Are you working against a lot of things that we don't see?
Oh, absolutely. The one of the most exciting things about watching the show for me once it's done is seeing everything that just was absolutely not there at the time.
What percentage of it would you say?
Depending on the episode, I mean, a lot of the graphics on computers, a lot of the, obviously the hologram stuff, mm-hmm. that's just us floating, doing nothing with our hands. And lots of, lots of stuff you'll see this season, which I was just about to give a lot away.
Yeah, like what? One thing.
A lot of stuff you'll see in this season is CG. And you know, the superheroes and Deathlok and everything, when his leg comes alive, you know, he's wearing a green, like,
right,
like
that
Robin,
wasn't real?
A Robin Hood Manitite, like, bright green, like leggings.
That's
so
it. I'm out.
You don't see anything.
It's not believable now. Right. Is there really a plane? Slash bus? I mean, does that exist? Is there something that you can actually climb into?
There are planes in the world. Yeah.
No, I mean,
planes.
That's on your show. Do you film on one, or is that all just trickery and it's just a set?
It is a set. I can't say. Shield is on listening. They're going to get in. I'm going to get in trouble.
You're going to get in trouble?
We have, of course, there's the Airbus. That's what we...
Sure, yeah. I love how deep Chloe is into this character. By the way, S.H.I.E.L.D. is listening, you guys, because it's real.
22 episodes. Do you know how many hours it takes to shoot 22 episodes? I live in the Marvel Universe. Some days it'll be burning buildings and bombs and Deathlok and characters and like Hydra and all this stuff, and I'll finish on set and there's, blood and all this stuff. And then I'll just casually go to the grocery store afterwards and just
people will catch you
down the aisles.
You all right?
Well, just, it feels very weird. I'm like, what is it? It just feels very
it's almost like that's real life.
Yeah.
And this on the outside of the studio is actually like the weird part that's feels fake to you because
yes.
you don't do it very much.
Yes. Exactly.
What did you think? Obviously it was a happy day for Chloe Bennett, the actress, when you realized you got a role on an ABC primetime, show. You must have been, over the moon. But what did you think when you first started sitting down with these scripts and saw how crazy this universe was and how much you were being asked to do? Was it intimidating?
Well, it was intimidating because when I auditioned for the role, I had no idea what part she took, what she was on the show. Mm-hmm. So I really just thought it was just, I'd be in a couple of things and it wasn't going to, I just had no expectations for what they were going to do with my character. And
did you know that it was going to be a computer specialist? You
yes.
didn't know that? You
yes,
did know
I
that.
Did. Yeah, I did do. I did know that, but I went in to audition for this about 6 times over the span of 2 months. And
really?
And I originally went out for Simmons. So they were clearly like, she cannot be Simmons. She's clearly not, can't biochem, whatever, engineer. I don't even know. so once I got cast 2 months later from when I first went out for the role, first I was just I was dying to get the part. It was something after going into it 6 times and then you get down to the wire and you just want it so badly. I started crying and screaming when I got it. And then I got the script and I'm like, "Oh my God, this is so awesome and crazy." Yeah. And then, the first season, a lot of the audience saw was learning about S.H.I.E.L.D. through Skye's character,
right?
Through Skye.
Yeah, because she was trying to figure out what it was all about and how legit it was.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you doubted the whole thing most of that season.
Yes, yes. And then, Hydra came in and just ruined everything.
Well, season 2 is going to be very Skye-centric, as I understand it. you dropped some hints at the end of last season about we're going to find out about your parents, we're going to find out about your past, there's going to be a whole lot of Skye, right?
Well, what's great about season 2 is we actually have a lot of new characters, so there's going to be an introduction. I think when people see the show tonight, they're going to be dropped into this new world where, our fans kind of got used to, us on the bus, and it was our team, and it was this this little ragtag group, and they kind of got to know everyone, and now you're going to see us in a whole new way. Everyone's changed, and we've kind of just been dropped into this new.
A new world that includes Adrian Palicki, by the way.
Yes, and Nick Blood.
and Kyle MacLachlan and Lucy Law. So there's a bunch of really fun people.
A new Shield, though, because at the end of the last season, it was pretty much decimated, and he had to start from scratch.
Yes, and there's a time cut, so you'll realize that, obviously, now, because Sky has bangs, which is a huge deal.
Yeah, listen, that was the biggest thing to me.
I know.
And did they use the word monsters for your parents? Was that thrown in there
They
at some
did
point?
Use the word monsters yeah. for my parents. Mm. Yeah, they did use okay. that.
All right, well, we're going to ask questions and get no answers on that line of questioning when we return. Chloe Bennett is our guest. We're talking about Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which returns tonight, Season 2 premiere at 9 on ABC. A quick break. We'll be right back on K-Rock. Chloe Bennett in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. She is Sky on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which returns tonight for Season 2 at 9 o'clock on ABC. Let's hear a little bit of Director Coulson laying out the mission for Season 2 here.
This is a make-or-break moment. The enemy has the advantage. That we have to fight on for those we've lost. So the sacrifices they made were not made in vain. And then we'll disappear, become ghosts. That's how we have to live now, in the shadows, to protect the innocent, to save lives, even when they don't know it.
I'm in.
USA! USA! USA!
Who's with me?
Oh, it's so dramatic. Whoa.
It is. So, Chloe, I have a lot of questions about the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And the first one is, you think the chick with three boobs is real or not real?
That's really important. Yeah,
we were just talking about that off air.
Off air, yeah. I kind of hope it is.
I do, too. No, I hope it is, too.
I hope so.
But I doubt it, because she just says she doesn't want to date guys anymore. That's the main reason.
Where's the guy who leaks naked pictures when we need it, you know? Like, he needs to be doing this for her, the other people.
I don't know. Not buying it.
I'm kidding.
And by the way, if her reasoning is, and I don't know if you heard the radio interview that she did in Florida, Chloe, but she said, what Kevin said is, one of the reasons that she did it is she doesn't want to date anymore. She wants to be unattractive to guys. Does she not know how guys work? Like, every guy wants to see a girl with three boobs, right?
It's just
at least for curiosity factor.
It's all wrong.
Now, for the very first time, I want to date her.
Yes. Right. So you weren't interested before.
So I'm not buying it.
It just seems it's all bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Doesn't this have Kimmel all over it?
Yeah.
I think I'm coming down on this is BS, and it's probably a Jimmy Kimmel prank or some kind of a hoax or something.
It could be. That's good.
You know?
Maybe to represent how everyone just reacts to something like this. She's famous in one
that's
day.
That's right, yeah.
But, on right. Sunday, did you know who she was? No, we had no idea.
No, now I want to date her like crazy.
Yeah. Can't
all right.
To get on that.
back to the topic at hand. So at the end of last season, as we talked about, S.H.I.E.L.D. is kind of blown up. Samuel L. Jackson goes off with his janky eye into the sky. Hands over the keys to Director Coulson. And then they go to the new super secret base that they don't know about. And Patton Oswalt, with the hair of a 20-year-old, shows up.
Great,
and introduces you to the new world. And is there anything you can tell us about what we learn on the base tonight? Is that where we pick up, for instance? Are we starting right where we ended off at the end of the last season?
No, there is a time gap. I can't really tell you how much, but you will see the difference. But
is the time gap that you've started now and you're up and running? Is that the time gap?
Yeah, the time gap is that Director Coulson has begun putting S.H.I.E.L.D. back together.
Okay.
In the way that he does. And, you know, there's old enemies and new faces, and it's just this, there's different characters. So you'll see, you'll kind of be dropped into the new world and the new kind of routine that our team is in.
Is that a little bit scary, as the show's only been on for a year?
Yeah.
And at the end of the year, they blow it up.
Yeah, well, the second episode, they blew up our plane. So that kind of was like, oh, this isn't going to be – don't get used to anything nothing is consistent.
Right.
So everything can be taken away we didn't know about Ward being Hydra. And that's – you know, we become very attached to these characters, obviously, because I truly believe I am a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, which is really pathetic.
Yeah, I never trusted that bastard.
I'm just like...
No, Ward's a dick. We all know that. You can tell. You can look at him. Don't trust a pretty boy.
We had no idea. And when, you know, they pulled us... They pulled us aside at the end of the day, and we were on location, and all the producers were there. And that's, you know, we're like, hey, what are you guys all doing out of the office?
Uh-oh, something's
coming down. They're like, can we all go into Elizabeth's trailer because mine's way too messy. They're like, let's go to Elizabeth's trailer and just have a conversation. Yeah. And we went into her trailer and they go, so we want to read the last page of the episode together. And we're like, the one we have? And we're like, no, we have a new one.
Ruh-roh. Was your first thought, do I die?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm gone. I'm so good. If they're going to kill someone, it's going to be the half Asian.
Yeah, well.
Because, like, I'm not ethnic, but I'm not white.
What are
you? It's confusing for everyone. I look Mexican. No one knows. And so
we learned from the old Star Trek, you don't want to be a minority on a planet.
Exactly. So they bring us in, and they have the piece of paper, and they're like, okay, we're going to read it. And we start reading, and then they basically shows that Ward shoots Agent Hand. And we all were just... Ming and I were like, what? He's Hydra? Like,
he's our friend.
I go, I kissed that a-hole. And Ming goes, I slept with him. And then it was like, all of a sudden, like, me and Ming, like, it was weird. We obviously all get way too attached to the character.
I imagine if you spend 16 hours a day for 22 episodes, that seems like that's a lot of time.
Yeah.
It is. It's more, I spend more time as Skye than as Chloe, for sure.
What are you allowed to tell us about the mystery of your parents? We got, again, a tease in the finale last season of your dad. We saw his hand. What do we know about them?
There will be, Kyle is on the show, so we will be introduced to my dad as
tonight?
A character.
Is that tonight or is that coming up?
I can't tell you when.
Is it tonight?
I can't tell you.
Is it tonight?
And Skye will be learning along with the audience, basically. So everything.
Okay, so she doesn't know.
No. So
okay.
She's figuring it out. And
all right.
You'll see. I can't.
In the real world, Chloe, what is it like for you to encounter fanboys?
You know what? I was just talking about this. Our fans are so not like for some people, friends I have who are on certain shows, they kind of know what their fans look like and they can just like, oh, that person's about
spot
to come up
out.
And say something to
right,
me.
Right, sure.
I have no idea ever. I have never
really?
Had any idea, no.
So somebody will walk up to you and you go, no way does that person
no,
watch
no, no,
the show.
Sometimes I'll see like a group of people and they all have like Captain America shirts on and I'm like, oh, they're for sure going to say something and nothing happens. And then like a girl who's like super like trendy and fashionable and whatever will come up and be like, I just love your show. I'm like, that was unexpected. Or like at the grocery store, like, it's all completely, which is kind of
just
great.
Random.
It's super diverse. And I never,
you have terrible
ever
instincts,
know.
Chloe. Is that possible?
That could be that I'm just super oblivious and out of it.
Everybody else on the show can tell.
Yeah.
Who
there
the fans
are. Yeah. But it's pretty, I think they don't recognize me either with my hair
or
something.
It's your crazy bangs.
It's my crazy bangs.
It's your ridiculously
Everything
crazy bangs.
Everything comes down to the bangs.
That's right.
Yeah.
On the set, I'm curious about this because, you know, Clark Gregg goes back to the movies with his character. On the set, is he kind of the leader, too, as an actor?
Absolutely.
Because he's the leader on the show?
Yeah, he's definitely the on-screen and off-screen leader for all of us. And, you know, at the
And he's an ass, right?
Yeah, he's such a dick. That's
what I thought. Thing everyone knows about
worst.
Clark Gregg, who's met him.
He's an asshole. Sorry. No, he's fantastic. And last year, we were all put on this plane as characters and as actors, and we really didn't know each other, and people really didn't know each other, you know, as actors and as these characters, and we kind
that
of grew at the same exact time as the characters grew and kind of gotten, and that was this weird parallel last season. And Clark, for me, and you know, we had a lot of scenes together as Coulson and Skye, and obviously Clark and Chloe bonded a lot through that. I'm referring to myself in third person, which
sure.
is weird.
Sorry. You've gone Hollywood. That's what you're asking.
Hollywood totally changed me. No, but he's been such a he's been a really a father figure, friend, and kind of really supportive of everyone on screen and off screen. And you know, he's everyone's family now. It's very sweet.
And on tonight's show.
Yes, we bond.
Give us something.
Tonight, it's a big episode. It's one of those that it's
Is
an
it
episode.
A,
it's a very in Marvel fashion. It's
are
you
here? You. Are you here because it focuses on you tonight?
No, it focuses on everyone, kind of in their new order. You know, we don't know where Fitz left. You know, Fitz was in a a coma, I think, at the end of last season, or he wasn't awake yet, or he was doing okay.
Being underwater,
And from lack of oxygen to his brain. So you're going to see some interesting developments with Fitz.
That's what happened to Kevin, by the way. A lot of people asked me that question. It was lack of oxygen to his brain. But he's okay. See, he's still working.
He's fine.
That's my whole life.
Really
though.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see that.
You'll see a lot of new characters.
Tonight.
Yeah. And
this is very exciting.
Right, new characters that are Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the opposition as well?
Yes.
Okay,
yes. Both. You'll see both. And then... yeah, it's one of those episodes that's going to give a lot of answers but also leave a lot of questions, as it does.
Well, you don't have to tell us anything because you'll be back next Tuesday and we can just pick up the conversation.
Yeah, exactly. See you guys next week. So, we can do this every Tuesday and just have a nice discussion about
the deal. When you see Clark, though, I would like you to punch him in the face. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, good.
Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is awesome, you guys, and it is Tuesday nights on ABC. And hey, it's Tuesday, so that means it's coming back tonight at 9 o'clock for the premiere of Season 2. Let's hear it for Chloe Bennett. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:57.
Ralph, you need to be on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., man. That's where you ought to be.
Look, I can't be everywhere. I'm killing the spiders with Steve Guttenberg this week.
That's pretty strong.
Pretty soon, I'm going to be kicking ass with Samurai Cop.
Again. Yeah, pretty strong. I mean, what do you give? You can't give up either of those.
I got to be here with you chuckleheads in the morning. Yeah, at some point, I have to stop taking on new gigs, you know?
And until they get cloning worked out, you're just one man. That's all you can do. All right, 8:57. It's Tuesday morning. Rob is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Speaking of Samurai Cop.
Yes.
You know, we mentioned last week, I think, Kevin, maybe you're on vacation, but we mentioned that Samurai Cop was able to reach its goal on Kickstarter.
Fantastic.
To fully fund Samurai Cop 2 Deadly Vengeance.
Which you will...
They thought he was dead. He was just cooling off.
Which you will be in?
Which I will be in.
Awesome.
And we talked to Matt Hannon, of course, the star of the film, who is Joe Marshall, a.k.a. the Samurai Cop. And he was great. And he released a video yesterday of thanks to everyone who participated in the Kickstarter fundraising.
Okay.
And he wanted to give a shout-out to our listeners, to the K-Rock listeners. So here's a little audio from that video.
And a special shout-out to Ralph Garman here in Los Angeles, the entertainment reporter for K-Rock, KROQ, 106.7 here in Los Angeles. They had at least 3 or 4 days dedicated because of Ralph to coverage of the L.A. screenings and the Kickstarter, getting the word out there. Ralph was even so kind as to pledge $1,500 to be in a scene with moi, Samurai Cop. So that will be fun. Looking forward to that.
Is he in a playground?
I don't know why he's teaching elementary school gym class, but...
We need to look into that.
He was very kind and wanted to thank all our listeners for their donations. So.
It's very nice.
There you go. He's a nice guy. I'm looking forward to working with him. Listen
here, Samurai Cop. You're leaving a trail of bodies behind you, and the mayor's breathing down my neck.
Are you going to be his boss, or did you just make that up?
I just made that up.
All right. I like it. I like the line.
I want to be the angry cop over people, the lieutenant or something.
They keep breaking the rules.
He has his tie open and his sleeves rolled up, and he's always upset because
he's
all
always
these...
sweating too much.
That's right.
I want your gun and badge on my desk tomorrow morning.
Upset boss cop. That's what I want to play.
It is weird how often you play a cop, by the way.
Well, ask Marilyn Manson. He'll tell
you. Sure.
I just have what it takes. I just have the gift.
We were doing a breakfast with Marilyn Manson. He saw Ralph and said, "Is that a cop?"
Yeah,
for reals.
He was preoccupied with an activity. That's why he was concerned whether I was police or not.
There may or may not have been an activity. Right.
He may have had a head cold. He and his band may have just had one giant head cold.
That's correct.
Around a mirror.
Mirror table.
Like happens.
Like you
a
do.
Mirror table.
That's right.
Right.
Chris and Bruce Jenner called it quits after 23 years of marriage.
He's so lucky.
He had to turn himself into a woman to get out of that marriage. To what length was he willing to go in order to get out of that relationship? I'm going to do whatever it takes. If I turn myself into a woman, there's no way she can stick around. Turns out she was right.
Worked.
She filed at the L.A. County Courthouse yesterday. Sources say all the ugly details have already been worked out. They waited till all the financial matters were settled and no one's going to receive any spousal support.
They'll share joint custody of their 17-year-old daughter, Kylie. She's the last bird in the nest. And then that's it. So they really don't want anything to do with each other. No one's going to write any checks to anybody. They're just going to walk away with their money. And
now, when you say they're not going to get payments...
Like, no one is giving alimony to either party.
Right, but
they're taking whatever money they're taking, they're taking.
Okay, so there's going to be an initial settlement, and that's it. Could be huge.
You're on your
whatever.
Own.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know whether they're going to split everything down the middle that they've earned up to this point, both equally, and then just move on, but sounds like it's a clean break.
Lucky guy.
Lucky guy, indeed. Never has to talk to her again.
Oh, so sad. She's going to figure out a way to start dating on the TV show, though, right?
Oh, of course. I think she's dating now.
Yeah.
I thought she was dating one of the guys from Dance with the Stars, wasn't she?
Maybe so, yeah.
We follow her that closely.
You don't follow the dating life of Kris Jenner?
Don't care about her.
I was hoping she would date OJ. I'd like OJ to get out and start dating her. I think that would end well for everybody. Today's celebrity birthdays. Matt Kemp of the Dodgers has lost... Los Angeles, right? That's where the Dodgers play?
Yes, they play in Los Angeles.
I don't follow baseball.
Yeah, they actually moved.
He's 30 years old today. A lot of very angry baseball players.
A lot of them.
Kevin, you've gotten the same sort of reaction I did. You're stupid. What do you do, read comic books? It's like, that's the worst trash talk ever.
I think I get it worse than you because I like soccer. So that's an easy one to pick on.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
For obvious reasons.
Anyway, Matt Kemp, who plays some game called baseball for some teams called the Dodgers. He's 30 years old today. Anthony Mackie, the Falcon.
Falcon has spoken.
From Winter Soldier, 36 years old today. Chai McBride is 53. Jason Alexander from Seinfeld is 55 years old today. And Bruce Springsteen, the boss himself, 65 years old today. Boy.
Yeah.
He's a good 65.
He really is.
We should all aspire to be that cool and active.
Disneyland!
What just happened?
What was that?
That was Bruce Springsteen talking about celebrating his birthday today.
Wow.
Did you pull a muscle with that reach?
Well, you should warm up.
You really should warm up before you reach that far.
Was that Bruce Springsteen?
You could throw your back out or something.
I looked at my machine. What, do I have anything for Bruce Springsteen?
That's what you have?
That's what I have, Bruce Springsteen. Well, we don't talk about the boss a lot on the show, but...
Then just let it sit.
That was him from his Super Bowl performance, if I recall correctly.
You know, when we say something's bad, it doesn't mean keep playing more of it.
Well, it seemed appropriate to me. We're talking about his birthday. I thought it is Bruce Springsteen's voice. He is talking about something that a lot of people do to celebrate a birthday. It does make sense. I couldn't have been more wrong in every single way.
At least you admit it. Thank you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 20 minutes till 10.
Has Muggs ever said anything that has added to the conversation that's going on in the room?
I think. I'm trying to
remember.
There must have been once.
Really?
Right?
Every time. No.
He's the roadblock of communication is what he is.
Not happened.
All right. Ralph is here. Time for our final look at the show. He's been on a Tuesday. What's going on?
A couple things. First of all, I want to remind folks that it is that time of year again where we have K-Rock's Blood Drive. And it's happening next Thursday, October the 2nd at Universal Studios Hollywood. From 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., there'll be tons of prizes just for coming down. You don't even need to donate blood in order to pick up a prize, but it would be cooler if you did.
Sure.
You can get the details at krock.com. I will be there on site from 6 a.m. on, broadcasting live from down there during the morning show, and I think perhaps throughout the day there will be other K-Rock jocks who will be there. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But I'll be there. That's all that matters.
Let's sell it as if there will be people there.
All right, let's do that. Mm-hmm. That's next Thursday, and a lot of it's being made possible by the movie Annabelle, which looks terrifying to me. And the reason I bring that up is because I've got some passes right now to give away to the premiere of Annabelle. This is happening at September the 29th at the TCL Chinese Theater. This movie, the one thing I hate worse than possessed little kids in horror movies is dolls that come to life.
Dolls are worse than kids?
The only thing I...
Dolls are worse?
Worse than? Is that how they put that? Strike that. Reverse it.
Okay.
Kids terrify me the most. Okay. Then, in second place,
but a close second,
dolls and inanimate objects coming to life. Yeah, right.
This commercial for this movie is confusing to me because the doll is so terrifying looking that I don't understand the reaction of the girl who goes, "Oh, I love it, thank you."
Puts it on the
shelf. Like, why isn't she killing it with fire the minute she sees it?
A child should go running from this vintage doll in this movie.
You are all going to die tonight.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anyway, if you'd like to go see Annabelle at its premiere, give me a call now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers who get through get a pair of tickets. And then the movie's in theaters everywhere on October the 3rd. You can check it out then if you don't win today.
I got to tell you, Ralph talking about the blood drive and then giving away tickets to the horror movie. You know what that means, right?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Hit it, Steve.
Nope.
Ghostly things are going to happen.
I mean, it is odd.
Ooh-wah, ooh-wah. Outside my window, Halloween spooks behind the tree.
Nope.
I wish that the children could see.
Seriously, can we wait till October?
Them for the life of
can
me
we wait just till October?
Outside my window pane.
So good. So good. I'm just asking for us to wait till October. We've got a blood drive next week. Yeah. We're giving away tickets to Annabelle. Clearly, why are you barking? It's Halloween, Kevin.
It isn't Halloween here yet.
It's here. It's time.
It's the 23rd of September.
Seal? The seal celebrating Halloween?
The seals love Halloween.
Sure, they do.
Everybody knows that.
That's right. Chris and Bruce Jenner have officially called it quits after 23 years of marriage. TMZ broke the news.
Natch.
Don't they break everything now? Sports, entertainment, politics, you name it.
Don't be jelly.
They're the ones. TMZ, they are totes. Newsy.
Okay, Harvey, thank you.
You got it.
Right.
If there's a photo of someone out there in a scanty panty, they pick it up. Los Angeles courthouse is where Kris Jenner went down there to file for irreconcilable differences.
Really sad.
It is really sad. Those two crazy kids. Come on. We wanted their love to last forever, didn't
we? No, this is a happy day for him. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
What did you say, 23 years?
23 years
of
marriage.
Oh, my God.
He finally just couldn't take it anymore.
How did that not happen after 1 year?
No idea. She must be great in bed.
Just unnaturally great, though. I mean, crazy. There's no possible way it's worth putting up with that.
Friends say Bruce is going to celebrate his newly found freedom with a mani-pedi and a blowout. I think that's awesome. Glad he's going to look pretty. He's going to feel pretty. You have to feel pretty to look pretty, I think.
That's right.
More relationship news. Joe Jonas has broken up with his girlfriend, Blanda Eggenschweiler.
Oh, not Blanda Eggenschweiler.
Blanda Eggenschweiler.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers are assholes!
And, according to Star Magazine, immediately started dating her BFF, Gigi Hadid. Now, if that wasn't bad enough...
I was going to ask, is that's not acceptable at the first, right?
Usually, I don't know if there's a girl code. That is a bro code. Bro code is if your buddy's dating a girl, right, then she's off limits
she's
from
off
that
limits
point
to you.
On. Yes, but I don't know if
even if they break up,
right? You can't
Lisa,
go there.
Unless you ask. Lisa, unless you ask if it's
is there a permission. Girl code the same? You're dating a guy.
Did Blanda Eggenschweiler have to give permission for him to date Gigi Hadid?
I think generally yes.
Do you think Blanda and Gigi had a conversation?
I think so.
Well, what about Joe and Nick?
I don't know.
Nick Jonas is so cute.
Yeah, but Nick also dated Gigi. So now Joe Jonas is dating Gigi and Nick has dated Gigi? No word on whether Nick ever dated Blanda Eggenschweiler.
You don't want Nick's sloppy seconds. I know that.
No, you do not.
I know that for a fact.
Aren't they the virgin kids, though?
What's that?
What? They're the virgin brothers, though, aren't they, or something? Didn't they have some sort of...
They're
not the wait-till-marriage kids?
They're prop chastity rings, whatever they used to wear?
Wasn't that the Jonas Brothers?
BS. It's all BS, yeah, man.
I'm just saying it may not be as much of a Petri dish as we fear, this whole thing.
But that Gigi Hadid, come on. She's been around the block.
She has.
Yeah. Just ask Blanda Eggenschweiler.
I don't know her, but if I run into her, I will.
Who are these people, and why am I talking about them?
I'm not sure.
And guess what? She's got her hair back.
And people
and
are still...
bangs. That's the short kind of bangs.
All right, now I'm officially creeped the F out.
That was awesome.
Is too excited about that hairstyle.
Wow, that's a new one. That's a new one on me.
Let's go out.
Man, there's some times where you just have to take off, you just get the breath knocked out of you. You just
really?
Gotta go, whoa.
Give
me a second to recover.
Gasser right there. And of all the people who are suffering embarrassment at the hands of The Fappening Part 2, it seems as if Amber Heard's getting the worst of it. TMZ.com is reporting that she may be the most violated of all the women who have had their nude photos hacked. Apparently, she's had over 50 compromising pictures released, including her having sex with more than one partner and smoking out on a bong. That's a true invasion of privacy. So, yeah. As always, here on the Kevin Bean Show, we say don't seek out those photographs. Don't encourage this sort of behavior by looking at those photos. It's none of your bizwax.
There really are billions of photos of naked girls.
On purpose.
Right.
On purpose photos
right,
of naked
they mean
girls.
It.
Yes.
And they're available at a second's notice.
These photos were not for you to see, and so, in the name of honesty and honor, we ask you not to look.
Yeah.
Are there any girls here?
And that's us saying it.
Yeah. Right.
If we have to draw the line at this stuff,
that's my question. How are we the voice of reason?
No, it's crazy. Today's celebrity birthdays: Matt Kemp is 30 years old today. Anthony Mackie. He was the Falcon in Captain America, The Winter Soldier. Great film. 36 years old today. Chai McBride is 53. We've had him on the show plenty of times. What a great guy he is.
Sure is.
Jason Alexander turns 55 years old today. His hair is 3. And who's he kidding, by the way, that Jason Alexander? Now he's got a full head of hair. What's that all about?
I don't know.
It looks like you do know with that smile on your face. Look, you know something.
I don't know.
What's up with his hair?
I don't know.
What's up with it?
What am I, his hair's keeper?
All I know
I don't know.
For 40 years, he's been a bald character actor. Now he's got an afro. What happened?
You've got celebrity friends, Kevin. You're in the know.
Yeah, you
know.
Come on, what's happening? You had lunch with him or you played poker with his nurse or something. Something happened.
I have no knowledge
of
this.
You won his toop in a poker match, didn't you? You have it in your house.
I have no knowledge. Something's it's on my wall.
Hey, you know what the latest hairline controversy is, right?
Tell me the latest hairline controversy.
The celebrity who apparently got hair plugs in the off-season and now has a luscious, beautiful head of hair.
No time for breaking news. Breaking hairline update. Here's Chuck Kriegel with Hair Crisis 2014.
No, this is legit. Last year, he had a very receding hairline.
Uh-huh.
This year, it's beautiful and luscious and new. And the answer is LeBron James. LeBron James now has a beautiful head of hair.
Really?
So what's up with that?
It's a pretty big celebrity to get a...
Yeah. Yeah. While we were on the topic of people who doing weird
not
things
bad.
With their
not
head.
Not bad.
We thought it was going to be worse.
You actually nailed it.
I brought up something relevant.
Yep.
Could he have just sprinkled some chia pet seeds on his head and watered it?
I don't know. I mean, it looks a little more
not
professional
sure how
that
than works, that. But
I'm just saying.
It's possible.
It's always an option. And the boss, Bruce Springsteen, he is 65 years old today. Happy birthday, boss. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we have star of YouTube, Shane Dawson, who's going to be in the studio.
How's his hair?
It's going to be very
his hair is good.
Very good.
He's got good hair.
We have tickets for the Long Beach Comic Con. We are going to give you more details as they become available on the three-boobed woman. Do you buy that? I'm going. I don't buy it.
The more
I'm
we talk about torn. It, the less I buy it.
I can't. Here's the thing. The reason I can't buy it. I can't imagine the logistics of the surgery.
Right.
You'd have to form a pocket of flesh pretty big, pretty well-sized.
Right.
Right there, smack in the middle on the chest. And how would you sew it? How would you attach it? I mean, the medical logistics of it baffle me.
And then her answer of she doesn't want to appear hot to guys, and then
right.
she's in a bikini picture.
Well, I believe
you?
All the craziness.
I think
any of that is possible. I just think physically, I don't know how you would do that. Where would you get the skin from? They say it's from her abdomen, but she's wearing like a crop top halter thing on. Doesn't look like she has any scars on her abdomen.
Yeah,
And
this all
BS.
Happened a few months ago?
Call it BS.
I don't know.
But then how is she doing it? I mean, you see her in the bikini. The
prosthetics makeup.
The breast very much looks like a breast.
That's what I'm saying. It's prosthetics makeup. I don't think an operation would look like that. I can't imagine.
How would they attach something like that to your body?
How would you get the skin from the center of the cleavage of the other two breasts to hang like that off of those breasts? You'd have to suture it all over the place. You'd have to like sew like a sock of skin onto that chest in order to put an implant into that sock.
That is not sexy.
Sock of skin. At the
well, let's continue this conversation tomorrow morning. I'm sure we have some plastic surgeons.
No, let's do it right now.
Well, we're out of time now. We've got to go. We
what, say people clamoring for Kat? Let's just keep talking. Come on.
So, first of all, people are clamoring for Kat. She's far more popular than we are. But second of all, we have time tomorrow to talk.
I don't know why you say that.
Can't believe you talked to her mom without me.
Why are you making fun of Kat?
A man who orgasms over 100 times a day. On tomorrow morning's Kevin and
Bean Show. You're crazy. Send me pictures.
Okay, will do.
Send Kat's mom pictures.
And a brand new internet roundup tomorrow morning.